I believe in putting it down.
I believe in doctor's visits.
I believe in being yourself.
I believe in gum.
I believe in getting lost.
I believe in midnight snacks.
I believe in fear.
I believe in ice cream.
I believe in fairies.
I believe in sledding.
I believe in water guns.
I believe in music.
I believe in teammates.
I believe in running.
I believe in wrong turns.
I believe in family.
This, we believe.
Catherine White is 15 years old and a freshman at Chatham High School. She enjoys playing field hockey in the fall. She has a twin sister, Bridget, and loves hanging out with all of her friends in her free time. In summer, she loves going to the beach.
I believe in joyful memories that last a lifetime. I believe in the Chicago Cubs. This year, about a week before Christmas, my family and I received some unexpected news. I vividly remember walking home from the bus stop one frigid day after school with my twin sister, Bridget, as we talked about our days. When we turned the corner, both my parents' cars were in the driveway, which is unusual since they both work. I immediately knew something was up, but I brushed the idea out of my mind, figuring they just wanted to leave work early. When we opened the door, Bridget asked, "Why are you both home so early?" She proceeded to tell us that Charles had passed away. I was shocked. Charles was a very close family friend of ours. My dad and him were always at one house or the other, watching football, baseball, or any sport on TV. Charles was extremely passionate about one thing, the Chicago Cubs. 9 out of 10 times I saw him, he was wearing his worn-out Cubs baseball hat. The Cubs were cursed. There was always some odd reason as to why the Cubs could not win. Last year, 2016, the Cubs won the World Series for the first time since 1908. As soon as they won, my dad called Charles in joy as he was putting up the W flag. After somewhat recovering from the loss of our very close friend, I immediately thought to myself, wow, there's something so special about the fact that Charles got to see the Cubs win for the first time in 108 years before he passed away. We cannot grasp the fact that the Cubs actually won, and we were thrilled Charles got to experience it. I've never been a fan of baseball, and if I were, I would have to be a Red Sox fan. My dad grew up in Massachusetts. Even though I do not have a huge interest in the sport, the Cubs have earned a special spot in my heart, in honor of Charles. I thought more and more about Charles' death and the big win of the Cubs. It made me realize how important it is to treasure and cherish the joyous moments in life. Memories made are made to last, and I'm sure the memory of the Cubs' World Series win is not forgotten to Charles.